Om Shanti, this is the Avyakta Murali of the 4th of March 1972. The title is, In Order to Become One Who Has All Rights, Renounce Being Dependent. In order to become one who has all rights, renounce being dependent. Do you know for whom Baba has especially come today? He has come for the special souls who will reveal something special in the future. Do you consider yourselves to be special souls? That is, souls who will reveal some speciality? What special task which no other group has performed until now will you definitely perform? Have you thought of a plan for this? Of course, everyone has the aim to pass with honors and to reveal the Father. But what special newness will you reveal? Show and have the faith to show this newness and speciality. You will not take extra effort over any obstacle or task. Instead, you will make other souls free from obstacles and helpers in every task. You will easily become and make others embodiments of success. That is, through having easy, constant yoga, having love for the Father, being cooperative in the Father's task, and imbibing all the powers, you will become a decorated image of a Shakti, armed with all weapons, and reveal the activities and task of the Father through your own image and behavior. Have you made such a promise to yourself? You will not take extra effort over trivial matters, will you? You will not be deceived by any attractive form of Maya, will you? Those who are deceived themselves cannot free others from being deceived. Always have the awareness that you are the children of the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. Those who are removers of sorrow for others cannot experience any wave of sorrow themselves for even a second in their thoughts or in their dreams. If you experience any wave of sorrow in your thoughts, how could you be called the children of the Father who is the ocean of happiness? Do you ever sing in praise of the Father that He is the ocean of knowledge, yet there are sometimes waves of sorrow? So, you have to become the same as the Father. To experience any wave of sorrow means that you have been deceived by Maya somewhere or other. So, you have to make such a promise. Are you not an embodiment of power? How will you receive power? If the intellect is constantly connected to one Father, then through that relationship, you will definitely receive the inheritance of all powers as a right. However, that is only if you perform every action whilst considering yourself to be a soul who has a right. There will then be no desire to ask for anything or to even think of asking for anything. Because of not having a right, there is some kind of dependence somewhere or other. Because of being dependent, you cannot claim a right. Whether it is dependence on the awareness of your own body, dependence on your old sanskars, or whether you are dependent because of being weak or having no power, due to not imbibing a particular virtue, you are not able to experience a right. So, constantly think that you are not dependent, but one who has a right. You are one who has a right over your old sanskars and to conquering Maya. You are one who has the right to conquer the awareness of your own body and your own bodily relations and connections. If you constantly have the awareness of being one who has a right, you will automatically experience having all powers and all attainments. Do you forget yourself as being one who has a right? Those who are dependent constantly ask for something. Those who have a right constantly remain embodiments of all attainments. For whom does the Father have the treasure of all powers? What would you say if something is not claimed by those to whom it belongs? Always have the intoxication that all the powers are your birthright. So, continue to move along whilst considering yourself to be one who has a right. You should constantly have such elevated thoughts in your intellect. If your thoughts are elevated, can that not be instilled in your words and actions? Therefore, make your thoughts elevated and constantly keep the company of the Almighty Authority Father in your intellect. Are you constantly colored by the color of such company? Do you experience this now, or will you experience it when you return home? Always consider yourself having to think, speak, and do something wonderful. In Hindi, kamal, that is, not something common. If you have common, that is, ordinary thoughts, your attainments too will also be ordinary. As are your thoughts, so will the world that is created. If you do not have elevated thoughts, you will receive an ordinary status in the new world that you are going to create. Therefore, always check whether the thought you had was ordinary or elevated. All souls have ordinary thoughts and behavior. If, however, after becoming the children of the Almighty Authority Father, you have ordinary thoughts and actions, then what greatness or uniqueness is there in that? Always remember, I am a special soul, and everything of mine should therefore be special. Through your own transformation, you will be able to attract souls to yourself and to your Father, and not to your body. To your own self means to the spirituality within you, the soul. Your transformation will bring about world transformation. Transformation of the world is waiting for the transformation of the elevated souls. You have to bring about transformation, do you not? Or do you just like that ordinary life? When your awareness, attitude, and vision become spiritual, no person or thing of this world can attract you. If it does attract you, you should understand that there is a lack of spirituality in your awareness, vision, and attitude. You have to transform that weakness in a second. This group should reveal the speciality of transforming their sanskars and thoughts in a second. Do you have such courage? It should not take as long a time to do something as it does to think about it. Do you have such courage? It is a group that has courage. The Father is constantly cooperative with those who maintain courage. Therefore, never let go of your courage. Always maintain courage and remain enthusiastic. With courage, you will remain constantly cheerful. What will happen by having enthusiasm? What will enthusiasm finish? It finishes laziness. Laziness is also a main vice. At the present time, Those effort makers who are moving along the path of effort are attacked in different ways by Maya in the form of laziness. So, in order to finish laziness, remain constantly enthusiastic. When someone has enthusiasm to earn an income, his laziness finishes. If, however, someone does not have enthusiasm for a particular task, he would definitely have laziness. Therefore, never let your enthusiasm decrease such that you become influenced by laziness and are deprived of performing further elevated actions. There are many types of laziness. Laziness becomes a great obstacle to your effort in moving forward. When you say, "Okay, I will think about it," or "I will do it," or "I will definitely do it," it is a sign of laziness. "I will do it, it will happen." No, you have to start doing it instantly. Your intellect has already imbibed the knowledge and dharana you have received. However, what becomes an obstacle to it being practical is your own laziness. "Achha, I will do this from tomorrow. If the other person does it, I will also do it." Or, "I'll think about it today and start doing it tomorrow." Or, "I will finish this task and then do this afterwards." Such thoughts are forms of laziness. Whatever you want to do, do it now. Do as much as you want to do at this time. When you say these words, "I will think about it," "I will do it later," there is gaga language at the end of it. Those words are a sign of childhood. A baby speaks the language of gaga. This is a sign of carelessness. Therefore, never allow any form of laziness to come to you. Constantly maintain your enthusiasm because you have become instruments. When the instruments constantly maintain enthusiasm in their effort, then others who see them will also be enthusiastic. What is the sign of it? Whilst moving along, you become tired in your effort, or your effort becomes ordinary. If there are no obstacles, but there is no intense love either, that too is called laziness. Many have the experience whereby they do not have any obstacles, they are moving along well, but they do not have that intense love, that is, they do not have any special enthusiasm. So this too is a sign of laziness. There are many types of laziness. Never allow this laziness to come. First of all, laziness slowly makes you into an ordinary effort maker, or it will make you distant from being close. Then, having made you distant, it will also deceive you. It will make you weak and powerless. By becoming weak and powerless, you become influenced by weaknesses. Therefore, constantly continue to check whether your intellect has become even slightly distant from the Father or the Father's task. Is it completely close and with the Father? In today's world, when a person kills someone or commits an act of violence, he first takes the victim somewhere far away. He will isolate the victim to weaken him and then will attack him. Maya is also clever. First, she makes your intellect distant from the Almighty Authority Father. Then, when you become weak, she attacks you. No one remains with you. no matter what happens, do not ever distance your intellect from the company of the Father. When someone is being attacked, in order to save himself, he cries out and causes an upheaval so that he cannot be taken far away. When you see that Maya is trying to break the love of your intellect away from the Father, begin to sing praise of the Father's virtues within yourself. Do not cry out in distress, but begin to perform an elevated task. On the path of devotion too, people sing praise of the virtues of God. When did this memorial begin? They have changed the singing of praise in the mind into the form of singing praise in words. Only you can sing the praise in an accurate way. You sing praise in the accurate way through the thoughts of the mind and through being an embodiment of remembrance. Whereas, on the path of devotion, they take it in a gross way, and so they start to use their mouths. All systems and customs begin here. Therefore, begin to sing the praise. Consider yourself to have a right and use all the powers. Then Maya will never be able to break the love of your intellect. You will not be distanced. Neither will you be weak, nor will you be defeated. Then you will be constantly victorious. So remember the slogan of how long you have been victorious so many times. Now too, you will definitely be victorious. Can those who have been victorious many times be defeated now? Not at all. You should feel it impossible to be defeated. Just as the souls who do not have knowledge find it impossible to be victorious, in the same way, knowledgeable souls should find it impossible to be defeated. Have you filled yourself with such willpower? To be completely surrendered means not to have any body consciousness or arrogance even in your thoughts. So, you also have to surrender the consciousness of your body. Even surrender the thought, I am so and so. This is called being totally surrendered and full of all virtues. Only those who are full of all the virtues are said to be perfect. No virtue should be missing. At present, you say that you are lacking this, so it proves that you have not yet reached the perfect stage. Are you full of all virtues? Therefore, keep the aim of being totally surrendered, full of all virtues, and of attaining the stage of perfection. Even the Father gives a blessing to such effort makers. May you be constantly victorious. Show wonders in every thought. Show this speciality. You have come here having taken a decision for your life, have you not? Have you come here having made a decision for yourself? Do not ever be influenced by any sanskar. Those who are conquerors of the world and victorious over the world cannot come under the influence of anything. The vision of those who take others beyond with a glance cannot go anywhere else. Do you have such determined faith in the intellect? Have you surrendered all your weaknesses in the bhakti, or do you still have to do that? Then, you will not say that this little bit still remains, will you? Check the pocket of your mind to see that nothing remains in a corner. Or have you purposefully kept some pocket money? Check this very well. Are you a group in whom there is hope? Or are you even above that? What is the stage above that? There is hope in you, and you are also victorious. So, this is a group that has been victorious many times. You are victorious. It is not a question of maintaining hope. Only such victorious souls become beads of the rosary of victory. It isn't just a hope, but there is 100% faith that you are victorious. Just be careful. Maya is no less. The sparkle and glamour of Maya is no less either. Maya is very glamorous. You have understood the knowledge of Maya in all her forms and in all her ways. What Maya is, and in what form, and in what way she comes. Have you taken the full knowledge of this? You will not say later on that you did not have any knowledge on this aspect, will you? Do not free yourself by being so ignorant. Some say that they didn't even know that this could happen. Look at what they continue to do. Because of not knowing, you can be deceived. However, those who are master knowledgeful cannot be ignorant. When you say such words that you did not have knowledge about a particular aspect, that is also a weakness. Knowledgeful means knowledgeful. If there is ignorance about any aspect, would that one be called a knowledgeful soul? Those who are embodiments of knowledge will not be ignorant about anything. Those who are yogyuk will experience themselves to be knowledgeful about everything in advance, even though they may not have experienced it. How can those who are trikaldarshi be ignorant? So, you have become master knowledgeful and victorious. Therefore, defeat is impossible, is it not? Now, we shall see what sparkle this group shows. Everyone should be able to have a glimpse of the Father through your sparkle. Desperate souls are thirsty to have even a glimpse of the Father so that they can attain all attainments. Now, show a glimpse of the Father through your own sparkle. Do you understand? This is a victorious group. You are those who chase away laziness with enthusiasm. We shall now see it in a practical form. We shall now know to what extent you have put your practice into a practical form. Now perform the wonder that wherever you go, with whomever you become a helper in service, no one will speak of anything except your wonder. When they simply write of your wonders, this group will then be said to be a victorious group. Demonstrate this by becoming equal to the Father. Show such wonders that even the older ones begin to sing praise of the Father, so that this group is truly free from obstacles and that they remain constantly lost in love for the Father, that they cannot think of anything except the One. Whether it is love for the One Father or love for the Father's task, they cannot think of anything else. It is as though they have no experience of anything or anyone else in this world. Now, show this by becoming those who have such love for the One, who have faith in the One, who have a constant and stable stage, and who stay in the ascending stage, because only then would it be said to be a wonder. completely finish why, whatever reasons and excuses have arisen so far, transform them into solutions. And don't say that there was this reason. No matter how many reasons or excuses there may be, I am one who finds a solution to them, and not that on seeing the reasons and excuses, I become weak. This is a group that transforms reasons into solutions. This is known as being victorious. Those who have such elevated qualifications become Lakshmi in the future. Lakshmi means one with such qualities. So that sparkle should be visible on your face and in your activity even now. It is not that you are learning that now and will reveal it when you go there. When you give your proof here, you will then be able to give that proof there. Do you understand? Do all of you consider yourselves to be servers? Servers never have thoughts of celebrating with splendor. To have all experiences through all relationships is a different matter, but always keep the form of being a server in your awareness. If you do get busy in celebrating with splendor, you will forget to do service. I am a server, one who brings about world transformation, a purifier. Keep this form of yourself in your awareness. You need such power as a purifier that anyone impure who comes in front of you becomes pure. Impure souls should not even be able to have impure thoughts. You should have such a powerful break. Since he is not even able to have impure thoughts, how can you be influenced by his impurity? Do not think, I am pure, but I was influenced by this impure soul. This is also a weakness. To be influenced means that you are not influential, and this is why you are influenced by their influence. A purifier cannot be influenced by the influence of impure thoughts. A purifier cannot have impure thoughts or scenes even in dreams. If you have scenes of impurity in your dreams, then understand that you are being influenced by the influence of impure sanskars. You should not remain slack in that either. Why should it even come in your dreams? You have to adopt the practice of having such a strict vision, a strict attitude, and a strict awareness. Any impure soul should be destroyed in front of me, the armed Shakti, within 1 second. The person would not be destroyed physically, but his sanskars would be destroyed. There is a need to destroy impure sanskars. I am a purifier, a destroyer of devilish impure sanskars. Those who are the destroyers can never become anyone's prey. You should have such a practical impact that anyone who even has such a thought in front of you has had his thought destroyed. You have to become such a form of Kali. You should be able to take the sacrifice of impure thoughts within 1 second. Have you become so powerful that even a shadow cannot fall over you? Do not be delicate. Those who are delicate are weak. Shaktis are not delicate. Do not ever have mercy on Maya. You are the ones who disregard Maya. The more you disregard Maya, the more regard you will receive from the Bhagats and the Divine Family. You have to show your bossiness, not your mercy over Maya. You have to have mercy in becoming a helper in someone's effort, not on Maya. Acha. Om Shanti.